He and his wife, Julia, had 5 daughters, 7 grandsons. In 1980, he began publishing what he called the Spasmodic Newsletter of Easy Company. Some samples. March 1982. The Pennsylvania contingent got together at Dick Winter's place for a surprise party for Harry Welsh. Fenstermaker, Stroll, Guarnieri, Guth had a great time. 1980. The reunion this summer in Nashville is shaping up as one of the great turnouts in E Company history. A partial list of the attendees, Dick Winters, Harry Welsh, Moose Heiliger, and Buck Compton from the officers, Chuck Grant, Paul Rogers, Walter Scott Gordon, Tipper, Guarnieri, Rader, Heffron, Ranny, Johnny Martin, George Lutz, Perconte, Jim Alley, and no less a personage than Burr Smith. 1983. Don Moon retired from the advertising business and now lives it up down in Florida. He and Gordon and Carwood Lipton had a reunion in New Orleans. With only a couple of exceptions, these men had no business or professional connections. None lived in the same town, few in the same state, except Pennsylvania. Yet they stayed in touch. In January 1981, Moon wrote Winters to thank him for a Christmas present and to fill him in. It was great news that Talbert was finally located. I called him immediately, and after an exchange of insults, we talked. I have always been fond of Tab. He took great care of me in the old days. On New Year's Day, at 6 o'clock a.m. my time, Tab called to wish me a good New Year. He was bombed, but coherent. He admits that he had a bottle problem, as we suspected, but was on the wagon except for special occasions. Guess New Year's Eve was one of those specials. Don Malarkey called me at 3 a.m. on New Year's Eve morning, and he too was well on his way. Ranny retired to write poetry and his memoirs. But in September 1988, he died before he could get started. Beyond Heiliger, Martin, Guarnieri, and Toya, a number of men went into some form of building, construction, or making things. Captain Clarence Hester became a roofing contractor in Sacramento, California. Sergeant Robert Popeye Wynn became a structural iron worker on buildings and bridges. Private John Plesha worked for the Washington State Highway Department. Sergeant Denver Bull Randleman was a superintendent for a heavy construction contractor in Louisiana. Sergeant Walter Hendricks spent 45 years in the polishing trade, working with granite. Sergeant Burton Pat Christensen spent 38 years with the Pacific Telephone and Telegraph Company installing new lines, eventually becoming a supervisor and teacher.